Welcome, my fellow tax slaves, to another edition of Barnyard News. This is Pork Chop reporting. At Greg Gunness, everywhere you look, the government people is getting raises all over the place. The Richland County Council members vote to raise their own salaries by more than $11,000. And as Pork Chop reported last week, the Kershaw County Sheriff gave himself a $35,000 pay raise, and his second in charge got a $15,000 pay raise. And everywhere you look, somebody's trying to get a pay raise. Henry McMaster, they deserve more. Governor Henry McMaster proposing new pay raises in law enforcement. Then we have McMaster's budget proposal includes a tax cut, teachers' raises, and $500 million for a rainy day fund. Don't you know we're going to have rainy days here in South Carolina? In the meantime, look at what the United States core consumer prices are doing. Consumer prices are going up and up and up and up. Everybody knows that from when they go to the food lines and get them some groceries. And according to the World Data Info in the United States, the performance over the last 61 years compared to the European Union. And as you can see, we're about parallel with them, going up and up and up. The inflation rate's going up and up and up because the government is printing money like crazy. Now, they don't keep track of inflation like they used to. And John Williams Shadow Government Statistics do. And as you can see, the blue in the blue right here is the old way that they measured the inflations. And in the red is the new way they raise inflations. Now it looks the same except one is lower than the other. Now the government wouldn't lie to us, would they? Can you say duh? Give me another duh. Of course they lie to you. They lie to you all the time. Look at what they did in the Rona and all. And look at what they did to get us in Iraq. Remember, the babies was thrown out of incubators and Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and all that crap. But for law enforcement to get raised and everything, you know, they always tell us that they is the most dangerous jobs in the whole widest world. Well, Business Insider has the 34 deadliest jobs in America. And boys and girls, you got to go down and down and down and down and down. And guess what? You get the Popo Ossifers. And the Popo Ossifers is number 18. Y'all want to see what is more dangerouser than that? First line supervisors of mechanics, installers, and repairers. First line supervisors of landscaping, lawn service, and groundskeeping work. Them damn weed whackers. Miscellaneous agriculture workers. Construction equipment operators are more dangerous than popo workers. Construction laborers is a more dangerous job than popoing. Electrical power line installers and repairs is more dangerous. You know, the people that keep the powers on. Ground maintenance workers, them damn weed whackers must be killing everybody. Farmers, ranchers, and other agriculture, the people that grow the damn food is more dangerous than popoing. But the popo is the government branch of the militaries, and they are the enforcers. That's why they call it law enforcement. So McMaster calls for pay raises for state law enforcement officers, y'all. Dun dun dun. Let's listen to this little piece.
Carolina's governor calling for the State House to give raises to law enforcement officers. In a speech at the State House, surrounded by state law enforcement and Department of Administration officials, Governor Henry McMaster says his plan will increase pay and put it higher than Georgia and North Carolina. His first recommendation includes raising a Class 1 law enforcement base pay to $43,500. That's up from $40,000 a year. The call for a rise in pay comes as Department of Administration Executive Director Marcia Adams says The state is facing a staffing crisis in law enforcement, with fewer applicants, more officers leaving before retirement, and an increase in those retiring.
You hear that? So the state investigated itself and studied and said, you know what, we ain't paying nobody enough, and so we need to pay some more people, and so we'll be competitive with the other monopolies on violence in hiring the people to do the violence for the monopolies. So in 2022 federal pay raise update, White House confirms a 2.7% salary increase across the board. So everywhere you look, the government is going to rob more from the people to support the collective. Anybody that works for the collective, they don't care about you, they don't care about me, they care about the people that are going to be loyal and do what they told and are getting paid by them. They're bribing the people. Where did it all come from, this here popo raising and everything? Well, it's the Black Lives Matters. And the Black Lives Matters and the defund the popo. Abolishing the police does not mean the abolishing of community safety. What we need alternatives to policing services. And so they go on and on about how they're going to defund the police and all that kind of stuff. Well, what is the reaction? The reaction is that all the people go, hey, they're going to defund me, and they're going to be Mad Max, and people going to be killing everybody everywhere, and what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So what happens? Well, it's like problem. They create the problem. They say, create this group called Black Lives Matter, and they say, oh, we're going to defund the police, y'all. We're going to, and so they ride around and all that kind of stuff, getting paid by George Soros or whoever. And then the reaction is, Henry McMaster calls for pay raises for state law enforcement agencies. Problem reaction, and people be afraid, the police is going away and all this kind of stuff. The police ain't going no damn where. It's the government. Government reason for giving them a pay raise. While everybody else is struggling to buy eggs and bacon and all kind of stuff to eat and everything and pay gas bills and everything, the government is going to raise the pay for everybody, especially they law enforcement officers. See, now even the Democrats are admitting defund the police was a mistake. Duh, huh. They know damn well it wasn't no mistake. This was a problem reaction, Hegelian dialectic bullshit, just to get more money out of us and get the popo more money. But guess what else all these governments is doing? They're starting to put through bills that will fully exempt law enforcement from paying income tax. So not only are these fellas getting a raise, but they're going to be exempt from income tax. Are you exempt from income tax? You might have a more dangerous job. You might be in construction. You might be in food processing. You might be a logger. You might have a more dangerous job than the popos. And yet you're not exempt from income tax. Hell no, you got to pay the income tax that's going to pay for the popo, and they get exempted. Don't you know? And this is spreading all over the place, y'all. Disabled law enforcement and first responder exemptions. You know, I get disabled. They don't give a damn about Jeffy. They don't give a damn about Pochop neither. They don't give a damn about anybody else except they people. McMaster proposes exempting officers and veterans' retirement pay from state income tax. So, like most of your law enforcement, is former military. In other words, they're probably getting a retirement from the military, and he wants to exempt that from income tax, and they're paid from income tax. See, Henry McMaster is a political parasite that loves to steal from us and pay other people for their votes. And that's what Henry McMaster is doing in 2022. Buying votes. So it ain't just South Carolina, it ain't just Tennessee, it ain't just Florida, it's all over the place. Effort afoot to keep Georgia law enforcement from paying income tax. Y'all see where this is going? So, in the big scheme of things, the government is going to keep growing, and they're the ones that caused the inflation in the first place, and they're going to make sure their people is paid, and they don't give a damn how bad y'all suffer. Here in Slavelandia, this is the way of freedom. Anyway, that's it for Barnyard News today. This is Pork Chop reporting. Y'all have a nice day, you hear? Cheers!